Ringo Ifigile Ekseni, and you're still tuned in to Rounds FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. Whenever we hear or talk about a cabinet reshuffle, we tend to focus more on the MEC leaving. And sometimes we might feel, no, it's justice if we're unhappy with how they were doing their job and all of that. But there's also other factors as well, which is the support staff that formed part of the people that were working in the MEC, who now face uncertainty around their employment. And we already know that unemployment is a very big problem in the country. Now, some of the things that we need to consider when you take up an opportunity like one where you're going to be support staff for an MEC is that when an MEC, which is a member of the executive council, similar to a cabinet minister at the provincial level, is reshuffled, the support staff in their office may face uncertainty about their positions. So logo fanele ube aware and prepare for, because we're not saying people should not, you know, take those opportunities if akhona. But prepare yourself for the inevitable, because while some staff may be retained, especially if they are permanent employees within the department, others, particularly those in the private office, advisors, personal assistants, etc., may be asked to leave or be reassigned, as the new MEC often brings in their own trusted team. So yabona kutsi you've got responsibilities, you've got obligations, and then all of a sudden now you need to worry about what the future holds for you. Which led to the question of the evening. Would you leave a permanent job to go be support staff for an MEC? Let me know on the station's Facebook page. It's Rise FM 943, and you know what to do. It's Rise FM with Mary J. Blige. MJB, the MVP, featuring 50 Cent on that one. And you're still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. And if you missed it, the question of the evening is, would you leave a permanent job to go be support staff for an MEC? Mainly focusing on some of the effects of a reshuffle. Kuthi uma aphuma MEC fanele considering futhi ukuthi wendani ulindzele ukuthi wena kuto kuaffecta ngayiphi indlela. But here's a more detailed breakdown. There's direct support staff, the private office of an MEC, which includes their special advisors and personal staff, is most directly affected by reshuffle. The new MEC is not obligated to retain the previous MEC staff and may choose to bring in their own team. And then there's permanent employees. If support staff are permanent employees within the broader department, not solely dedicated to the MEC's private office, they are more likely to be retained in their positions, potentially being reassigned to other roles within the department. Then there's contract employees. Contract staff in the MEC's office are more vulnerable during a reshuffle, as their positions are often tied to the specific MEC. They may not be automatically retained and may need to seek other opportunities. Transfer policies. There are policies and guidelines in place regarding the transfer of staff, but political decisions and the needs of the new MEC often take precedence. The impact on workers. Reshuffles can create anxiety and uncertainty for staff, especially in a challenging economic climate. And unions may advocate for the protection of workers' rights during these transitions. So these are just some of the things that you need to consider. Umangabe, you do have something, but you feel like, no, I can certainly, you know, try my luck and see if I'm slumping at Folal Tuba. To be support staff to an MEC, would see, prepare yourself for tindoleti fananali, then have an understanding of your role as well. Would see role yakho yoaffecte kanjani uma ngaba ne reshuffle, because the truth is still on unemployment asilwi nebantfu, and we are aware of the fact that akusimnanzi kuba unemployed. So even when you do take up an opportunity that you know will be directly affected by a reshuffle, you must have a plan from the get-go. It's either mhlambe utitshele ukuthi ngisebenzela ukuthi kunetinvo letithite in my personal space lengifuna ukuthi achieve, which will also form part of a backup plan when a reshuffle happens. Then I know ukuthi uma ngiphuma la ngiphuma, I am sorted until I get my next job. Uma ngabe vele, I will not be part of the staff that will be retained. I'm going to be getting into some of your comments in a moment. But let me know on the station's Facebook page, it's Rise FM 943. Would you leave a permanent job to go be support staff for an MEC? It's Rise FM. Like a day, that's you, and you're still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. And I asked on the station's Facebook page, it's Rise FM 943, would you leave a permanent job to go be support staff for an MEC? And this is what you had to say. Triple ready, Uti, as for me, nah, it's a big no. I says Fiz. Risha Ngala, Uti, no thank you. Ngamane ngife. Pongane B. Bongza, Uskange Ngale. BJ Bila, Uti, never, but we have seen it. They are crying now. And we are not judging, because remember, some people are looking for opportunities elsewhere because they work in toxic environments. Labanye, financially, it's not fulfilling. Labakona kona, ba stagnant embilweni. So if it is a better offer than la akona kona, le domsita kuthi achieve it nvoletiningi libe solotimile. It becomes easier to consider the offer with its risks and all. Derek Engodin, uthi bayaqoshwa labo MEC nakusile, angeke, Mandla Slawule, uthi ngeke ngicale, bantfu bami batawudlani bangangixosha kule permanent job. Nhlanhla Isaac, uthi never mistress, Prince Mnisi, uthi I won't, Innocent Manqoba Msibi, uthi if there's more money and some coverage on most of my life expenses, permanent. MG Mkachwa, with a good offer, I'll be tempted. A lot of us would. That's why we can't judge. A lot of us would, because utsutsu yatibuka yati dininti ndole timile man solo ngingi panzela nzawonye. But with this offer, mhlambe ngakhona kwakha ngendeni uyakubona. Ugcina ubona ngathi kungcono lokuthi uthathe le offer, because at the end of the day, noma ngabe kunema uncertainties around your employment, but udobu khona le kufeza le into letimile namanje khona la ukhona khona ubu permanent. Bongane kaMandlazi uthi yes, Thulane Babolandi le Bhakaneya uthi never, Bheki Enshabango uthi only I'm not going to say that word, individual would leave, and that's not me. Rato Lerato Lee uthi never, Harold Rex Lawson uthi depends on the field and what they are offering, Doc Magoje uthi never, Gamalaza uthi soze nje. I think this is an eye-opener to all of us, because it's not just something that affects bantu labayi support staff ye MEC. The truth is, nema companies as well go through a lot financially to a point where they retrench. You know, sometimes ungathi wena urelaxile kuyona leyo permanent job utshela ukuthi alright, bese sekuba nema challenges that were unforeseen la affect umsebenzi wakho. It's very important for us to invest in ourselves. Noma ngabe uqashiwe usemsebenzini, ungarelax. Have something that is a backup plan. Have something that you're investing in that is a backup plan for uma kungendeka ukuthi ikampani yakho indlule etinkingeni financially bese sekutholakala nilahlekelwa ngumsebenzi, or uma kungendeka vele ukuthi uphele umsebenzi ngoba lesi sikhathi sino akusukuthi bakuretrenchile ungaphela because of performance or other factors that have led to that decision being made. So the goal for us should be uma ngabe umsebenzi ukhona lo msebenzi awufunde your dreams. Because you cannot tell me that your dream is to work for someone else. You do have a dream. It probably needs to be financed. But let's invest in skills that we can survive on without ikusebenzela lomunye umuntu. Yebo, kungenzeka ukuthi ufundzile unadu tiqhuta yakho, but uma utubuka le qualification yakho ifuna ukuthi uyofuna umsebenzi usebenzele labanye abantu. Uma sewutholile lo msebenzi, also develop other skills that you can live off. Utisebende wena. Uqale kancane kancane usasebenda, because you never know. You never know. Times are tough. Ungangqibeleke emsebenzini. Nothing in life is guaranteed. It's Rise FM.